Hi, I'm Marco, and I've been supporting Greg for 2 years now. One thing that sometimes frustrates me is that Greg will come home from school with grand stories about things that happened that are obviously not true. He once told me that a helicopter landed in his school parking lot and gave everyone $1,000. I mentioned my frustration about his lying to my supervisor, and she explained to me that people with FASD often engage in something called confabulation. Because of their memory loss, a person with FASD may not remember what happened during their day. When I ask Greg how his day was, he wants me to be happy and impress me, so he may take some things that he remembers from his day, like finding a small amount of money in the parking lot and seeing a cool helicopter, and then he fills in the blanks to come up with a story about what happened. My supervisor gave me these tips for working with Greg when he engages in confabulation. 1. Allow Greg to tell his story. Even if it's obviously not true, it's important not to interrupt or discredit the person. 2. Figure out which facts are real and what you can build on to discover what really happened. 3. Use concrete thinking and examples that will explain rather than discredit the incident. For example, when Greg told me that a helicopter landed in the parking lot and gave him $1,000, I could explain to Greg that he only had 35 cents in his pocket, and since he came straight home from school without a chance to spend it, he might not have actually had $1,000. 4. Instill the importance of "I don't know." When I work with Greg and he starts to confabulate, I always let him know that if he can't remember what happened, it's okay to say, "I don't know," and that I will be proud of him for admitting that.